Today's Shi'as Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Zman Nasi Tzarek Gadis Simen. Our Gemara discusses the process that was used to make a leap year, just in way of introduction. As we discussed in our previous year, we follow the lunar year. The lunar year has 354 days, approximately, in it. The solar year has 365 days in it. And in order that these 2 years should stay somewhat in sync, otherwise we could have a situation, as we will learn, that Pesach will be in the winter and Sukkot will be in the summer, we need to have some leap years. Actually, in the calendar that we have, which is a preset calendar, in every 19 years, there are 7 leap years, adding a month, as we're going to learn, Adar Sheni. Our Gemara discusses, in the times of Besdin, it wasn't done with a preset calculation. Rather, Besdin deliberated on a yearly basis, as we began discussing in the previous year, 3, 5, 7, Nayonim, to determine if it should, if this year should be made into a leap year. So says the Gemara, Tanah Rabbanan, the Dayanim who are appointed to sit on this Besdin had to have been appointed from the day before. The reason being, because we have to give them a chance to think about it. So if they're going to be told that tomorrow we're going to sit and decide if it should be a leap year, if they're given time beforehand, they have the opportunity to research and think what should be their opinion. And says the Gemara, Masberg Melish Amma, there was a situation where Gamaliel said, Hishkimu was Shiva Laliyah. He designated 7 Dayanim to come up to an attic where they would sit and decide if the year should be declared a leap year. Hishkim Matzah Shemayim. He comes up to the Besdin and he finds there are 8 Dayanim sitting there. Omar, and he said, Miush Olash Leibershus. Who is the Dayan that came up without permission? Yerit. He should leave. And there are a number of ways how the Mefarshim approach this Gemara. One approach is, the Rav Gamliel, how did he not know who was the Dayan that came up without permission? Wasn't he the one that appointed them? So that approach says, the Rav Gamliel obviously knew who was the Dayan that wasn't supposed to be there. But as will become very clear in our Gemara, they try to avoid embarrassing anyone. So Rav Gamliel just said it in this ambiguous way, not to point to the person and say, please leave. But another approach in the Mefarshim is that Rav Gamliel was never the individual who actually appointed the Dayanim who should come up. He had one of his messengers call 7 Dayanim, and an extra person came up. Amat Shmuel HaKotten. So Shmuel HaKotten got up and said, V'maniu Shalesi Shalei Brishos. I'm the person that came up without permission. And it becomes clear, it wasn't he who actually was the one that came up without permission. He just didn't want to embarrass anyone else. And in fact, the Mefarshim say that he didn't say explicitly, as the Gemara seems to indicate, that he came up without permission. He just said, it's me. It's me. It could be meant a lot of things. And he continued explaining, V'loy laba shana lisi. I didn't come up to be part of this Besdin. Ela limen halach l'maisu tzrachti. Tup shatim. One shot is, he says, that even though I wasn't supposed to be a member of this Besdin, but I did want to see how the deliberations go, so I should learn halach l'maisa. Another shot is that I didn't come up for this issue altogether. I came up to ask a shayla about a different subject because I knew all these great people would be assembled here. Amalai. So, Rav Gamliel told him, Shev b'nishev, sit. And as Ben Yoyod explains, Rav Gamliel knew that it wasn't Shmuel HaKotten. He understood immediately that Shmuel HaKotten was just doing this not to avoid somebody getting embarrassed. So he said, Sheb and Ishev, you I know belong here, and not only do I know that you belong here, because of your excellent behavior, next year again, or the next time again, we're going to need to sit and decide if we should make a leap year. Shev, you'll be the one to be called again, because you deserve to be called. Ruiz Kol Shanalus Abral Yotcha. You're really a valid Dayan. Chazal said, Mizmanim lo. We only use a Bezdin of people who were previously appointed. So the question is, how did Rav Gamliel tell him to stay? If we have here a situation that there's one Dayan who wasn't supposed to be here and is here. So there's really a number of opinions amongst Mefarshim. One opinion is that Rav Gamliel never had any intention of completing the deliberations that day. He realized he had a problem here, that there was a Dayan there that wasn't supposed to be there. So he was disbanding this entire group, and they would get together another day, and the right people would come. And as will become clear in the sugyas that we learn, there's no real pressure to do it on a specific day. It's not like we're shchaydish, we don't have a lot of time. They declared the year, leap year, much in advance. So he said, let's disband today, and we'll get back another time with the right people. Another pshat in Mefarshim say is that even though, as we're learning, only people who were previously appointed should be sitting there, but the Eved, if someone else is there, it doesn't disqualify the Bezdin. Says the Gemara, V'loi Shmuel HaKotan Hava. It wasn't Shmuel HaKotan who had come without permission. Alina Shachrana was a different individual. However, Machams Ksufa Hu David. It was that he only did this to avoid somebody getting embarrassed. And the Gemara says, we have a precedent for this. Kihadi Yosef Rebbe Kodarish. Rebbe was giving a shir. V'reich reich shum. And he smelled that somebody had eaten garlic, and it was giving a bad odor. Amar Misha Ochel Shum, the person who ate this garlic and is causing an odor here in the Beis Medrash, Yetzei, should leave. Amar V'chivi Yotza. So V'chivi left. Am the Kol V'yotzen. So they all left. B'shachar, the next morning, Matz Rav Shimon B'Rebbe L'Rav Chia. The next day, Rebbe's son Rav Shimon meets Rav Chia. Amar Le'ata Hu She'tzeart L'Abba. You're the one that made my father feel bad that you left the shir and everybody else left the shir after you. So Rabbi Chia responded, this type of behavior is unacceptable. Which means as follows, as the Mashal explains their dialogue. Rabbi Shimon was saying to Rabbi Chia, when you left the shir and everyone else left the shir after you, you caused terrible bittul Torah. Because nobody's going to learn the shir. So Rav Chia said that bittul Torah is not worth, it's better to have bittul Torah than to have a situation where somebody will get embarrassed. Says the Gemara, Rav Chia mehecha gamala, and where did Rav Chia learn to behave this way? And as Rav Chaim Shmulevitz explains the Gemara beautifully, he says as follows, particularly after we just explain what the Mashal says, that there's actually, it's not so simple what's the right thing to do here. Is the right thing to walk out and avoid somebody from getting embarrassed? Or is the right thing to cause bittul Torah? It's a question. A person can't make that decision himself. How does a person know what to do? He has to have a precedent from Gedolei Yisrael. There has to be a Messiah. As we're going to see in our Gemara, there's a whole Messiah, there's a whole list of such events occurring in the history of Klal Yisrael. Because somebody can't make this decision on herself. Rav Chia mehecha gamala. So where did Rav Chia see that this is the right way to act? Mirameya. From the incident what happened with Rameya. The Tanya, Maisa Be'esha Acha Shabbos L'Beisa Rosh Hashar. There was a woman that came to the yeshiva Rameya, Amalai, and she declared, Rebbe, Echen Mehem Chem Kitchani Rabia. One of you did Kiddush with me with a Maisa Biyah, which we know, when we learned Masechet Kedushin, Ram Mangid, a man the Mekadosh Rabiyah, that even though as the first Mishnah, Masechet Kedushin teaches us, Biyah is a valid way of doing Kedushin, it's not appropriate to do Kedushin that way. So one of you was Mekadosh Rabiyah with Biyah, but I don't know who, as the Rishonim explained. She says, they were Edom, that they know who the Chassan was, but I can't find those Edom, they're not here. So I noticed somebody here in Beis Medrash who's my husband. I'm an Eishes Ish, but I don't know who my husband is. So in order to save this woman, Amud Rameya, Rameya got up, the Kassel got creases, wrote a get to her, the Nassan law. He wrote her a get. So in he acting this way, Amud the Kassel Kula the Nassan law. So everybody followed suit and wrote a get. And as Mefarshim explained, actually, this incident represents even more than the prior incidents. Because when Meir and all the rest of the yeshiva talmidim, by writing the get, here, they were giving up something. They were sacrificing something. Because now that they wrote a get to her, so there's a question that she was their wife, so they could never marry any of her relatives, her mother, her sisters, her children. They were prepared to do it to save a woman from being an aguna. Dar Sameach makes an interesting observation. Remeir is the Tana that holds that Edech Simikarti, that the Edom who signed the get have to do it properly. And as we also have learned, Masechta Gittin, a get has to be written l'shma. So how is the get written l'shma if we don't know who the real husband is? Says Dar Sameach. It's not that the Edom have to know who the husband is. The husband has to know that he's the husband. So if the husband, the real husband, one of these people that wrote the get was the real husband, we just don't know who. When he wrote the get, he knew that this was truly his wife. He was just embarrassed to be public about it. So him writing the get to her, the wife, that is enough for the get to be a kosher get. Ramei Meich Gamala, and where did Ramei learn this from? Mishmul HaKotten. From an incident that we began to share today with Shmuel HaKotten. Mishmul HaKotten Meich Gamala, and where did Shmuel HaKotten learn this from? Mishchanya Ben Yechiel. From an incident with Shechanya ben Yechiel, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in Ezra, when Klal Yisrael came up to Eretz Yisrael before the building of the, by the building of the second base of Mikdash, after the goals from Bayis Rishon. V'yad Shechanya ben Yechiel, b'nei Elam, v'yom el Ezra, he says to Ezra, anachnu ma'alnu ve'elokeinu, we rebelled against God. V'noshim, noshim, nachri yois mi'ami oretz, we married non-Jewish women. V'atayesh, mikva, Yisrael's voice, and he asks Ezra, Shechanya ben Yechiel, ask Ezra, is there any hope for us? So Shechanya ben Yechiel certainly did marry a non-Jewish woman, but in order not to embarrass everyone else, he was ready to say it. V'Shechanya ben Yechiel mehecha gamala, and where did Shechanya ben Yechiel learn this behavior? Yeshua. The Ksiv, V'yoyim Hashem al Yeshua. We know that after Klal Yisrael captured the city of Yericho, the first city that they captured when they got into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua said that all of Yericho would be Cherim. Kodesh Lashem. Nobody's allowed to touch anything. It's all Hegdish. There was an individual, Ochan, who violated the Cherim. Klal Yisrael goes on to its next battle in Ai. They suffered a loss. 36 people, the Gemara says, it's Yor ben Menashe, that was Shover, Kerubah Shel Sanhedrin. Yeshua realized that if Klal Yisrael suffers a loss in battle, it's not because they didn't know how to hold battle. There must be that they did an Aveira. So Yeshua turns to Hashem. What was the reason for this loss? V'yayim Hashem Yeshua. So Hashem says to Yeshua, Kumlach, get up. Lo mezat noifal panecha. Don't be upset. Chot to Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did an Aveira. They violated that Cherem. So Yeshua says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Michata, who is the one that violated the Cherem? Amalai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, V'chi, Delutarani Lach, am I going to snitch? Hatel Garolas, make a Gairal, and like that you'll be able to identify who is the person that violated the Cherem. V'bayisayim, another proof that this is the proper behavior, M'moshe, the Ksiv Ad Anami Antem. Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Klal Yisrael during Shabbos they shouldn't go out to collect for month. They'll get Lechem Mishnah on Friday. There were people who violated, a small group. Moshe says, I don't want to everybody, again, not to embarrass someone. And it's interesting to note, going back to the Vart that I said from Chaim from Levitz. So why does the Gemara have to bring down all of these Tanoim and Neviim that acted this way? The Gemara should have right away quoted Moshe Rabbeinu to teach us what Masorah means. We don't learn directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn from our Rebbe, who learned from his Rebbe, who learned from his Rebbe, up to Moshe Rabbeinu. Actually, the Mefarshim say, there are other precedents in Tanakh to show us that this is the type of behavior. One is from Yitzchak. The question is, we know that Yitzchak wanted to give the brachas to Esav. How did Yitzchak want to give the brachas to Esav? Did he not know who Esav was? Couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu have told him who Esav was? From here we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a deliterer. Another precedent is by the parasha where we find that the Torah said that we should build the Mishkan. And in building the Mishkan, why was the Mishkan built? a kapara for the chayto eagle. So who should donate to the Mishkan? People who worship the eagle. But that's not what we find in the Torah. We find that the pasuk says v'yova hanoshim al hanoshim, that even the women participated. But we know that the women didn't participate in the chayto eagle. Why do they have to participate in donating for the Mishkan? Because if only the people who donated for the Mishkan were the people who did the Aveira, they would be embarrassed. There would be a public pronouncement that we did this Aveira. To avoid that public embarrassment, everybody donated, so we don't know who is the one that's doing it for Kapara and who is not. And in fact, the Sefer Chassidim says that this is the right way to behave. If a person is in a group and somebody has to come forth and say, I did the Aveira, which will cause them embarrassment, we should try to avoid situation. On the other hand, the Sefer Chassidim says, the right thing is that the guilty person should come forth and not cause that innocent people should be suspected. But if he's not ready to come forth, the innocent people should try to protect him. In fact, there's a very interesting tshuva, famous tshuva, in the Ibris Maishra. Maishra discusses, it comes up, somebody in the class misbehaves. And the Rebbe wants to know who's the student that misbehaved. So he comes and he says, I want the students, the Talmidim in the class, to tell me who that was. Says Rav Moshe, based on our Gemara, v'chidulterani, is that the right way to behave? That we should cause the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we see all these people never acted that way? And Rav Moshe says, that's not the way a Rebbe should act. Then Rav Moshe himself says that the Raya is not a strong Raya. He says, but Yeshua had another way of finding out. As the Pasuk says, he could have made a Goyro. But if the Rebbe has no other way of finding out who was the one that caused the problem, he can't make a Goyrel, he doesn't have that ability, perhaps it is okay for the Rebbe to demand that the Talmidim tell him who was the one that misbehaved. But Rav Moshe himself is very uncomfortable with following that type of procedure. Rav Moshe says, it's wrong chinuch. It's not the right way of educating children, that they should be educated to speak about each other. It'll only lead them to speak Lashon Hara in the future. And a Rebbe, unless he has no other option, should try to avoid using that method. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Mishmeisu Nevi'im Achronim. Chag Zechariah Malachi. Nistak Ruach HaKadosh Ben Yisrael. Ruach HaKadosh left Klal Yisrael. Vavikei HaMishtam Shem Baskoil. A Baskoil still was in use. Taisu says that the definition of a Baskoil, it's like an echo. Others explain that a Baskoil is Nevuah, but it's Nevuah that's directed only to certain individuals that they could hear and no one else. Another Pshat Baskoil is that it's a lower degree of Nevuah than a regular Nevuah. Pamachas, Hay Mesum Balias Beis Gurya Be Yerichai. They were sitting in the attic of Beis Gurya in Yerichai. V'nosnayim Baskoil Men Hashemayim. And a Baskoil came down Men Hashemayim that said, Yesh Kan Achat Shiroi Shetishol of Shechina. There's someone here who is Roy that should have with him the Shechina. So we should have the words Kamosh Rabbeinu or not. El she'ein dar zak l'kach. His generation isn't worthy that he should have that level. Nosnu chacham meseinayim behillah azokin. They all looked at Hillah azokin. Ukshemes. And while Hill passed away, Amar lo hechosad he'onav, a chosad he'onav, Talmidai shel Ezra, a Talmud of Ezra. Why was he called a Talmud of Ezra? Because just like Ezra did not go to Eretz Yisrael until his Rebbe, Baruch Ben Neriah, was passed away, because he wanted to stay close to his Rebbe, so too did Hillel not go to Eretz Yisrael until his Rebbeim, Shmaya Vavtalion, passed away. Furthermore, according to the Girsa that has, the Gemara says, K'mosh Rabbeinu, how can we have a Girsa that Hillel was like Moshe Rabbeinu? Doesn't the Pasuk say, V'lo kom Navi B'Yisrael, K'mosh? Mepharshim say, it's not that Hillel was exactly like Moshe. There were a lot of characteristics that were similar between Hillel and Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu led Klal Yisrael for 40 years, so did Hillel. Moshe Rabbeinu was a person who was ready to give up for Klal Yisrael, as was Hillel. But not that Hillel was equal to Moshe. Others say that when the Pasuk says, V'lo yikom Navi B'Yisrael K'Moshe, it means that in the Nevuah there was nobody on that level. But in other things, in other characteristics, there may be somebody on that level. Ask the Mepharshim. We know that Hillel was a very poor person. The famous story where Hillel didn't have enough money to enter the Beis HaMedrash, and he laid on the roof and the sun and the snow covered him. And we know one of the characteristics the Gemara says that a leader of Klal Yisrael has to have is that he has to be an Oishir. He has to be a wealthy person. So how do we understand Hillel not being a wealthy person? So Mefarshim answer that even though a leader of Klal Yisrael is supposed to be wealthy, if the leader gives up his wealth for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, that's fine. In fact, the Mefarshim say there's a raya. The Gemara says regarding Bechananya Betrajan. That all of Klal Yisrael had panosa, had an income because of Chananya B'Trajan. Chananya B'Trajan died like a kaf charuvim mishabbos l'shabbos. How could he be such a great leader if he doesn't even have figs? The answer is he gave it up for Klal Yisrael. Here to Hillel should have been a wealthy person. He gave it up for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. They were again in the attic in Yavna. A baskel came from Shemayim that said, again, he is on a great level. His generation isn't worthy. They looked at Shmuel HaKotan. Why was Shmuel called Shmuel HaKotan? So one pshat to Yerushalmi says it's because he was makdan atzmoi. He always acted with humility. Another pshat is a simple pshat. We want to know who's Shmuel HaKotan, who's Shmuel the Navi. So that's why he's called Shmuel HaKotan, not to get confused with Shmuel the Navi. Along the same line, the Mefarshim say Shmuel was a real Navi. Shmuel HaKotan, we're saying, was not a Navi. So he was a Kotan compared to Shmuel, who was a real Navi. Ukshmeis, and when he passed away, Amalav Hei Chosid, Hei Onav, Tamida Shal Hillel. In fact, they sort of Mefarshim say that the name Moshe, which represents the leader of Klal Yisrael, has an mem is for Moshe, Shmuel is for Shmuel, and Hey is for Hillel. Those represent the three greatest leaders of Klal Yisrael. Tamida Shal Hillel. Afhu Am V'Sheyes Misosai. So too did Shmuel HaKotan say as he passed away. As the Mefarshim say, a tzaddik, before he leaves the world, comes to his highest level of ruchnius. So as he's leaving the world, he says, Shimon, we know, we say it in the tefillah on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, about that surah Aruge Malchus. Shimon v'yishmol charba. Shimon, who was the Kohen Gadol, Shimon, who was the Nasi, Yishmol, who was the Kohen Gadol, charba. Even though they were killed with a terrible death, that surah Aruge Malchus, Shimon and Yishmol, who represent the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi, even the terrible empire treated them a little more with respect and only killed them with a sword. The Chavroi, the other Asurai Ruge Malchus, Liktola, were killed with a gruesome death. The Shah Amma, Labiza, the rest of the nation will be pillared. The Anka Sagin Asid L'Mesel Amma. And terrible problems, terrible tsars will come on Klal Yisrael. So too did they want to say these kind of praise regarding Yehuda ben Baba. Ella shenitfa shah, there was no opportunity. We don't say a hesped on those that are killed by the Malchus. Why? So number pshatim the Rishonim. One pshat is because we're concerned that the Malchus, who's looking to punish them, will change his mind and not let them be even buried. So long as the Malchus didn't say don't bury them, we quickly bury them. Another pshat is that we're concerned that the Malchus will say, we murdered them. And you're showing them this great respect to saying a hesped, so we don't say a hesped to avoid getting the Malchus angry. Up to the point that I saw in the Mukhe Yosef. The Mukhe Yosef says that for Haruge Malchus, Hilchus Avelis don't apply. Why? Because if the Malchus sees that we're going to have Hilchus Avelis, oh, you respect, you're giving this honor to the people that we killed, that means you're rebelling against us. So we don't even do Hilchus Avelis. Tanabon says the Gemara, We don't make the year a leap year unless the Nasi agrees. Says the Gemara, Mas Reb Gamliel. There was once an incident with Reb Gamliel, Shaholach Lita Rishus, Eitzel Shulton Echad Shebesurya. He went to get permission from the government, the Shah Lovoy, and he got delayed. Why did he go to the government? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is there was some sort of gzera, decree against Klal Yisrael. So he went to the capital to see if he could get it nullified. Another pshat is that even though he was the Nasi, he was obviously subject to the king's rules. So he wanted to get permission to remain the Nasi. Another pshat is the government is not happy when Klal Yisrael make leap years. Because when they make leap years, the year is an extra year. A year has an extra month. And it takes, they'll wait another month to get their taxes. So he needed to get permission. Meanwhile, the Besdin declared the year a leap year. Vibrus Hashana, and they made the year into a leap year. Amnash Yitzur Rebbe Gamliel. With the condition that Rebbe Gamliel will agree. Ukshbar Rebbe Gamliel Vamar Ratzani. When Rebbe Gamliel returned, he said, I agree. Nimtz Hashana Muberus. However, points out the Meiri that this is only that we're going to ask the Nasi and he'll tell us if he agrees or doesn't agree before Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni begins. But let's say he didn't arrive and they began this month already as Adar Sheni. For the king, for the Nasi to come and say, I don't agree, and it's already Adar Sheni, and says, no, it's not Adar Sheni, it's Nisan, where we can have real problems with Chometz that we don't do, and the Nasi should always agree under those circumstances. Tanabon. We don't make the year into leap year. Elm ken hoisa tzricha, unless it's required. Neidracham neigsharim. The roads, the bridges, got ruined because of tough weather. Neitaner pischeim. They used to have the furnaces outdoors in which they roasted the Karban Pesach. And if those furnaces are ruined because of bad weather, we need to give them an opportunity to repair them. Neigolius yisrael shnekum mekaimam. Because the people from Chutz Laretz that came to Israel, they're on the way to be oil regal, but they haven't arrived. So the Rishonim, this way, Tosfos learns, explains that even though we're going to learn soon other reasons, actually reasons that are Medaraisa, that that are the reasons we should make a leap year, these reasons are different than those reasons. In other words, we're going to learn, and we're going to spend a lot of time discussing, that the reasons you make a leap year are Aviv, Tekufa, Peres, Ilan. I'll explain them all, hopefully, when we get to them. These reasons are interesting. On one hand, these reasons that the Gemara just quoted are only Midrabbanan. On the other hand, these reasons, you don't have to have two reasons. The other reasons I just quoted, the Gemara is going to say you need to have two of the three reasons to make it into a leap year. These reasons are so important, one reason alone is enough of a reason to make it into a leap year. Furthermore, when it says about the roads, the Rishonim say it's only people in Chutz Laretz who have a problem if the roads are bad, and that's why we have to make it a leap year. Anybody living in Eretz Yisrael, even if the roads are bad, can make it. Furthermore, the question is, if, as I just said, that the opinion of many Rishonim is that this is only midrabbanan, these reasons. So how could rabbanan, bekonva, say, take a year which is not supposed to be a leap year and make it into a leap year? The answer is, and this is an important concept as we learn this sugya, the pasuk says, "Eil my adam shem shetikra oisam my adam, atikra oisam ala atem, afil shaygim afil mazidim." There's a special rule in these halachas that even if they made a mistake, what they did is good. So it's no worse than them making a mistake that they have the right to declare it a leap year, even if it's not a reason with the raisa. Aval, loyim nei shalik v'loyim nei peitzina, because the snow or cold weather is not a good reason to make it a leap year. V'loyim nei goy yisro shloyok mekaimim. If they aren't on the way, then we don't have to make it into a leap year for them. It's interesting the Mefarshim say that there is no chiv aliyah l'regel for people in Chutz Laretz. So why are we going to make it in a leap year so they could arrive? There's no chiv aliyah l'regel. So I saw two answers to this question. One answer is that even though there was no chiv, many people came, and we want to encourage them to come. So if they're going to come, they're going to miss the yontif, they're not going to come again. Another pshat is, there is no chiv if they're in Chutz Laretz. But if they're already in Eretz Yisrael and Rosh Chodesh Nissan, then they do have a chiv deraisa. These people were on the way, and they were already in Eretz Yisrael, but they wouldn't make it to the base of Mikdash, so for them, we make a leap year. Tana Abaran, however, says the Gemara, Eim Amis Hashana, as the Yad Ramah explains very nicely, The Karban Pesach is brought from a lamb or a sheep. The lamb or a sheep has to be less than a year old. However, there's a difference in size between a lamb that's 3 months old and a lamb that's 11 months old. You want a bigger, and they wanted to use bigger animals. Why do they want to use bigger animals? We could all relate to this. They had the entire family come to the Seder. But everybody has to get a portion the size of the kazayis. So if you have a bigger animal, you could have more guests. If you don't have a big animal, you're going to have to bring separate kabbadas. So they wanted to have bigger animals. So says the Gemara, that's not a good enough reason because the animals aren't big enough to make it into a leap year. Furthermore, traveling to Yerushalayim in those times was very complicated. So people who owed kabbadas, azov, or yeledes, that bring kabbadas from birds, and there's bird, the two birds that have to be used, Tyron and Yoina. Tyron have to be young, but the Yoina have to be older. So let's say the Bnei Yoina, you don't have old enough birds. And people are waiting till the Oiler Regal to bring the Kabbonis. It's not a good enough reason to make it into a leap year. However, says the Gemara, Aval Oysen Oysen Sad Lashonim. Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos explain the Gemara as follows. I just quoted before, the Gemara is going to teach it to us soon. There are three reasons why you make a year into a leap year. Aviv, Tkuf, and Peres Elam. And as the Gemara is going to teach us on Amud Beis, you have to have two of those three reasons. Why would be the halacha if you only have one? Says the Gemara, if you only have one, you can't normally make it into a leap year. But if you have one of those three reasons, Aviv, Tkuf, and Peres Elam, coupled with one of these reasons, then you can make it into a leap year. That's how Rashi learns, Taisus learns. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that these reasons, you could say the reasons, but they can't be a reason to make it into a leap year. Ketzat, Rabbi Yadon, Oymer, Shem, Shem, Gamaliel, by Derman Nachtu L'Choyim, we notify you in Chutz La'aretz, the Gozler Rikikin, the birds are too young, for Emrim the Arkin, the animals are too small, the Zimna Aviva Loimata, and as the Mepharshim explained, why do they speak about the Aviv second, if the Aviv is a reason with the Raisa, and these are reasons with Rabbana. So they explain, because in Bavel they may not realize that the spring hasn't come. They have different weather in Bavel than in Eretz Yisrael. But the animals they could relate to, the Shafis Milpus Ba'anfoy, we decided the Sifis Ashata Dot Klos in Yamin, and we added to the year 30 days. So the Farshim asked, if Shem Gamliel lived after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so how's Rav Shimon Gamliel speaking about the animals not being fit for Karban Pesach? There was no more Karban Pesach. It was after the Churban Habayis. So some of Farshim used this Gemara as a raya that the Karban Pesach could be brought even after the Churban. That's one pshat I saw. Another pshat is that he was talking and learning with them. And he said under these circumstances, these would be circumstances that we can make into a leap year. Another pshat, beautiful pshat, is that these people lived with tremendous amunah. They live with Amunah that Mashiach is coming any minute. And we need to know, will we be able to make a Karban Pesach or not? So here it says that they add 30 days. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in the Braisa, Kami Bar Hashanah, how many days are added to a leap year? Shloshim Yoim, 30 days. Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Chodesh, 29 days. So here we see Rav Shimon Gamliel says 29. And previously it says 30. Amar Papa answers Rav Papa, they have to see the circumstances. Sometimes they add 29 days, sometimes they add 30 days. Says the Gemara, a parenthetical comment. The earlier generations were known to be tougher individuals. The later generations were known to be softer. The Tanya. Gamaliel was sitting on the steps of the Harabais. For Yochanan Sefer HaLaws Oymer Lefonov, and Yochanan described was standing there. For Shalosh Igros Chetuchos Lefonov, he had three pieces of paper in front of him. Chetuchos Lefonov Menachos. Amalei, and Gamaliel tells the scribe, Tol Igir Techada, please take one of the pieces of paper, V'ksoiv, and write, Lechana B'nei Gelor, to our brothers in Golo, Geloi Elor, the brothers that live in Upper the Galilee, Lechana B'nei Gelor Tata, in Lower Galilee, Shleim Chem Yaskeim. First he greets them with peace. Midona Nachnu L'chan, I want to notify you, the Zman Bi'uramata, the time of beer. The halach is, as we've discussed many times, Baruch Hashem, that There's a seven-year cycle. The seventh year being Shemitah in the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael. And every year, the first year you have to bring Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. Second year is Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. Truma, obviously, Bikurim is every year. The third year is Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Ani. And the fourth year and fifth year, Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Sheni. And the sixth year is Ma'aser Rishon, Ma'aser Ani. However, there's a halacha. The Erev Pesach of the fourth and seventh year, there's a din of doing bir Ma'aser. That all the Ma'aser that's left over either should be given to whoever's supposed to get it. And if you have Ma'aser Sheni, you should burn it. And then you say, the Nusach of Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Abayis. So Agamar says that he was reminding them that this was a fourth year or a seventh year. Does man be irimata? Lafrusha Ma'aser Mimatana Dezaisa. Take off, do beer Ma'aser from all of the olives. From all of the olives. Why from all of the olives? Says, why was he making the special announcement? Says, two pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat is that this was a place where there were a lot of olives. So you had to tell them you have to take care of it. Another pshat is, there's an inyan about tashchis. So if it's a leap year, they have another month. So he wanted to let them know, if it's a leap year, you have another month. If it's not a leap year, you have to burn it when Pesach comes. Similarly, v'tolagat achada, take another letter. V'ksav lachonim b'nei droim, to our brothers in the dorim, shleim chum yaskei. V'darim nach lachon d'zman b'iramata, lefrushim maisim umri shablaya. There, in the lower part of Eretz Yisrael, they had a lot of wheat, and go through this process. The Talagir Techada, now take a third letter, V'ksoiv L'chonim B'nei Galvosa, to our brothers in the Golos and Bavel, L'chonim B'modei, and our brothers in Modei, Ul Shah Galvosa Yisrael, all the other people in exile, Shlom Chayask L'Oilim, my daughter Nacht L'choin, I want you to notify you, the Gozla Rikikin, V'am Arikin, V'zam Davin L'mata, it isn't yet the Oviv, V'shap Milsa Bampoi Ba'amper Chavroi, it was fine between me and my colleagues, and we added to this year 30 days to make it a leap year. But what do we see? There were Gamliel, who was known to be a stronger person, a person of stronger character. He said, I did it in consultation with my colleagues. His son, Rav Shimon Gamliel, didn't speak about consultation. So we see that even the earlier generations who were known to be a little stronger still had this humility that they consulted. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Dema Basad of Ruah. We all remember the Gemara in Masech the Brachas. Rabbi Gamliel was originally the Nasi, but then they took him away from his position, and they made him share it, they gave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Then afterwards he shared it with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Gamliel saw the repercussions of acting in a strong way. So after that he started acting a little softer. But it isn't necessary that that was the common behavior. Just to speak for a moment about this halacha, be a meiser. So machlokes Rashi and Rambam, posh pshat, does machlokes Rashi and Rambam, when is the time to do be a meiser? Rashi says the time is to do it Erev Pesach. The Rambam says the time to do it is the last day of Chol Moed Pesach. Although there are mefarshim that say that Rashi really agrees with the Rambam, that the proper time is Erev, the last day of Yontif, but Rashi feels that you don't have no right to burn that on Chol Hamoed, so that's why Rashi holds burn it all on Erev Pesach, besides what you need for Yontif, and don't do it on Chol Hamoed. There's a very beautiful word from the Gra. The Gra says we know the Haftarah of Shabbos HaGadol is the Haftarah known for Orva. And one of the reasons, says the Gra, we say that Haftarah is because the Pasuk says, Haviyu Kol Bais L'Beis Oitzer, that to collect all the Ma'aser. And the Gra says that the purpose of saying this Haftarah is the same as our Gemara, to remind Klal Yisrael about Bir Ma'aser, says the Gra. The question comes up, if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, so Shabbos HaGadol is Erev Pesach. Shabbos HaGadol is always the last Shabbos before Pesach. When do you say the Haftarah of Arva? Do you say it on that Shabbos or on the previous Shabbos? Says the Gra. If Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you can't burn the mice on Shabbos. So you have to burn it before Shabbos. So saying the Haftarah on Shabbos, you're not accomplishing anything. We want to announce burn the mice. But when we're announcing it, it's too late. It's Erev Pesach Shabbos. Says the Gra that Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, you save over the Shabbos before, that they should know that before next week Shabbos, before next week Shabbos, Erev Pesach, to burn the Maaser, as the Gemara teaches us, they announced. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, as we mentioned earlier in our Shir. Al-Shalosh Devar Ma'abim Sashana. There are three reasons to make the year into leap year. Ala Aviv, if the spring is being delayed. Val Peris Elon, and if the fruit is not yet ripe. The way Rashi and most Rishonim explain is that on Shavuos, they have to bring Bikurim. And if the fruit won't be ripe in time for Shavuos to bring Bikurim, then they're going to have to come another time. And even though the halacha is that you could bring Bikurim any time, as I said earlier in this year, it was complicated to come special to Yerushalayim. So they wanted that the fruit should be ready for Shavuos. Val Tekufa. Tekufa means that there are four seasons. We know spring, summer, fall, winter. Pesach is supposed to be in the spring. We're going to speak about this a lot in Daf Yud Gimel. Sukkot is supposed to be in the fall. And if, according to the way the calendar is coming out, Pesach will be still in the winter, or Sukkot will still be in the summer. That is a reason to make it into a leap year. In fact, according to the Rambam, let's just say this, Ashnaim Me Abrim, for two of the three reasons, we have to have two of the three reasons. V'l'achad mehem Eim Abrim. But for only one of the reasons, not. Even though the Rambam disagrees. Because the Rambam says that really each one of these reasons is a good enough reason. So if each reason is good enough, why is it that way? So there's two ways of understanding the Rambam. One is because we can never really know for sure. Other means that the fruit won't be ready. Other means that it's not yet spring. We don't know for sure when spring is coming. We don't know if the fruit won't be ready. That's one reason. Another reason is there's always two sides to the story. So we look at three reasons and we decide according to the Rav. But according to the Rambam, it's Machlokes Rishonim, if it's Tekuf is one of the reasons, on Tekuf there's no room for mistake. Because we know that the Tekufas are, and we'll discuss this more in Daf Yud Gimel, have exact day we know when the Tekuf is coming out. So according to the Rambam, if Tekuf is one of the reasons, then the halacha is that we always make it into a leap year, even if we only have one reason. If Aviv is the reason that we're delaying the year, that we're making it a leap year, Hakos Meichem. Because everybody wants that Pesach should be after Aviv. Why? Because Pesach, they brought the carbon oimer, which allowed them to bring Tit Chadosh. If the fruit, if the peiris, if the wheat is not ready, if the barley is not ready, then the wheat is certainly not ready, because the wheat takes longer to ripen than the barley. So certainly, there's no reason to, we want to delay Pesach. Rishim Gamliel Oimer, Al Tekufa. Ask the Gemara, what does he mean Al Tekufa? Does Rishim Gamliel mean, Iboilu Al Tekufa Semechem, that if the Tekufa is one of the reasons everybody's satisfied, or, as we explained from the Rambam, Al Tekufa Ma'abrim, that Tekufa alone, even though it's only one of the reasons, that will be enough of a reason to make it a leap year, even though you don't have two reasons? The Gemara says, Teiku. Tana Rabbanan, Ashloisha Arotzes Ma'abrim, for three, we have to look on three regions in Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda, Ve'vayadeh, Ve'golo. And again, says the Gemara, Ashtayim Mehem Ma'abrim, for two of the three, if one of the reasons, let's say the fruits aren't ready. So you have to have that the fruits aren't ready in two of the three regions. V'al'ach Mehem, Eim Ma'abrim. But for one of the three, that means in two of the regions the fruits will be ready, and one won't, then that's not an issue. U'vizman, Shehuda Achsmehen, if Yehuda is one of the countries that things are getting delayed, Hakol Smechem. Why? As I said before, because they were anxious that the carbon oimer should be brought when they already have the new tefuah. And where does the carbon oimer come from? It comes Elam Yehuda. Interesting Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses the following situation. The Gemara says that there are three reasons and three regions. And each reason, you have to have two reasons. And each of those two reasons have to apply in two of the three regions. What happens if one of the reasons applies to two regions, and another reason doesn't apply to the same two regions? It applies to, obviously, one, but two other regions. Can they combine to be two reasons or not? The Aruch HaShulchan says they can't combine. Interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan asked. Continues the Gemara. Turn about an Emer Abim Sashana, El Yehuda. Only in Yehuda is where the leap year is declared. Rashi says Yehuda means Yerushalayim. From Avru Begolu, But if they did it in Golol, Muberes. Says the Gemara, Chayit Chanani Ish Oina, in all of the Golol, Eina Muberes. Amri Yudu B'Reidu Rav Shimon Pazi, my Tamad the Chanani Ish Oina, that must be Yehuda, Amri Kra, V'Shichna Tidrusha, or Vasa Shama. Called Rishi Shat Dairish, V'Yehe El B'Shchene Shalmakon, which is Yehuda. Tana Abonim, Emram Shana El B'Yoyim. Iba Shana must take place by day. V'Mru V'Layla, Ein Muberes. The Mekachim is a Chodesh El B'Yoy. Kiddush a Chodesh has to take place by day. From Ketubah Laila, we spoke about this yesterday, they declared it was Chodesh at night, and Mekudesh. And that's why the halacha is that if somebody forgot to say Yalav Yovai by Meirif, he doesn't repeat Shema Nasrei on Rosh Chodesh. Omer Abba Maikro, Tik B'Chodesh Shefer, B'Kesel Yoyim Chageinu. Ezu Chag Shechodesh Miskasibah. Which is the only Yontif that comes out when the moon isn't seen at the beginning of the month, have a oimer, the Rosh Hashanah. The Ksiv, Kichoykli So Mishpat Elohei Yaakov. Ma Mishpat B'yoyim, just like Mishpat takes place only by day, Av Kiddush Chodesh B'yoyim. So here too we see that the Yom Tov of the year must be declared by day, not by night. So beautiful pshat. Here the Pasuk calls Rosh Chodesh the time, the Kesel Yom Chageinu. Time when the month, when the moon is covered, you can't see. Why is that so important to be a description of what Rosh Hashanah is all about? So Mefarshim explained, one of the problems people, one of the reasons people do Averos is because they copy everybody else. They see that somebody else acts that way, and that causes them to act that way. So Rosh Hashanah comes out at a time, B'Kesel Yom Chageinu. When it's dark, the moon, even the moonlight doesn't exist. Certainly not the sun. To say, don't look at the next person, just look what the right thing to do is.